When you go on vacation, you can plan where to stay, what to see, and even what to eat. But sometimes things don't always go as planned. In this week's Going Places, our travel expert Matthew Brumley tells KPLU's Ed Ronco about one particular surprise that sneaks up on plenty of travelers.
Matthew Brumley, when humans travel across the world, they eat and they sleep and they drink and they take in culture, and sometimes they also get sick.
Oh, Ed, it happens. It happens every now and then. I've been probably into 20 different hospitals in 20 different countries in the last 20 years.
I think my worst fear is getting seriously sick or injured while I'm out of the country because I just don't know what to expect.
Well, if you're traveling through the developed world, I think you can expect the same care and the same attention that you would receive here in the United States.
So what if I'm in a country that doesn't have the infrastructure that I'm used to in the United States, or a place that's a little farther afield? Do I run any higher risk traveling in those places?
You certainly do, of course. Yeah, naturally you would. In that case, I would really encourage anybody to take out some travel insurance and some medevac insurance so you can get out of there quickly. And there's a couple great sites. There's one in particular that I could highly recommend. It's called Square Mouth. I mean, is that a strange name for a... but Square Mouth, literally as it sounds. And what it is it's a site comparison, and they have 20 different providers. And you contact one, just make one phone call to Square Mouth or look them up online. You put your age in, where you're going, how long you're going for, how much is your trip going to cost, and they will literally send out that to 25 different travel insurance providers, and you'll be able to get the best quote possible. There's a couple of things to remember here, Ed, and that is when you're purchasing travel insurance, you need to purchase it usually within 2 weeks to 30 days from the time you purchase the trip. So when you purchase, let's say we're going out today, we're heading to Kenya, and we purchase our trip today. Within 2 weeks to 30 days, we need to get on it, especially if one of us has a pre-existing condition. So that's key. If you have a pre-existing condition, you need to purchase that travel insurance right away.
Within the time you buy the trip, not within the time you go on the trip.
No, by the time you put the deposit down. For instance, I'm 49 years old, and I called today and said, I'm going on a trip to Italy. It's going to be 2 weeks, and it's going to cost me $5,000. And I asked, how much would it cost for medevac insurance, $100,000 worth of medical insurance, and pretty much everything else I would need, and it was $175. So $175 versus $5,000, you know, you do the math. It makes sense.
And you're also buying some peace of mind, too, even if you don't use it.
That's right.
When you've been traveling and you've had a reason to go to a hospital, either for a customer or for, you know, yourself, what's impressed you?
I have to say, I just spent a week in a hospital in Havana. They hardly have many modern devices, but the care that this gentleman received was outstanding. He said for once in a long time, the doctors, five of them, and apparently they were beautiful young women, were all touching him and feeling him and making sure that, you know, that everything was okay. The other thing that really impressed me was that these doctors in Havana, who we have no ties, legal ties, diplomatic ties to, actually got on the phone and called Group Health in Seattle and wanted to talk to his doctors directly to find out what were his conditions and if he was able to fly home back to Miami and then on to Seattle. And that has happened time and time and time again.
You know, maybe it's a little too idealistic of me, but it does seem that people care about people wherever you are.
That's right. Nothing changes when you travel. There's good people everywhere, and 99.9% of the people out there are all good and decent.
Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the founder of Earthbound Expeditions. He likes to stay out of hospitals when he's traveling, but sometimes he needs to go to them, and that's why he's giving us advice today. If you've been sick overseas, and of course we hope you haven't, but if you have, tell us about your experience online at kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.